You are watching a master at work.
Truth Nation, get ready for the greatest 60 minutes in radio, giving you his authentic and bold opinions, bringing you all the information, entertainment, and conversations you gotta hear. From local issues to trending topics and headline news, it is time for Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, 1017thetruth.com, and streaming live on YouTube. Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, here is your award-winning host, Kyle Wallace.
Truth to Power here on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. I am Kyle Walsh, your host of Truth to Power. I'm back. Got pizza in my mouth. Shout out the Truth Nation. And we're coming live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue here in downtown Milwaukee. You can call in, text in at 833-212-1017 to the greatest 60 minutes in radio. 60 minutes only. You can also watch the streamers live on YouTube by going to 1017 The Truth on YouTube. That is 1017 The Truth on YouTube, where you can give us a like, give us a share, give us a subscribe as we are on our road to 6,000. Yes, 6,000 subscribers here on the award-winning 1017 The Truth. Shout out to my producer, Rhea Riley. She back.
Hello.
She back over here.
Okay.
I said, girl, if you don't get the hell away from me with all that.
Yeah, thanks.
She was a little under the weather.
Warm welcome.
Yeah, well, you had a warm welcome yesterday. A little under the weather, but she back. She good. I told her I can't get sick. I got a strong immune system.
Think I wanted to be sick?
I know, right? I don't know what she had, but I remember the last time I was sick, I had COVID. And when I had the vid, well, I was out for maybe. Matter of fact, I was behind this mic right here when I got COVID the last time.
Yeah.
You recall I was doing the show, and I was doing it with just Bree, and I was like, "Ooh, I don't feel great, but I'm gonna do this radio show." And I got done with the show. I said, "Let me go run to my baby house to go see if I can take a COVID test." And your boy had COVID. I was out for like 2 days.
Yeah, literally like a business day.
Yeah, what's good? I got a strong immune system. What can I say? Maybe it was one day. No, it was 2 days. I feel like it was going into the weekend. Yeah. When did I have allergies?
Earlier this year.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Probably having something like this. But I still came to work, didn't I?
Yeah.
I don't miss a day. But I'm so happy to be back, Truth Nation. I don't think y'all understand. I had a great weekend, and I want to definitely get into it. Coming up here right now, make sure y'all watching streamers live on YouTube, going to 1017 The Truth on YouTube. But let's get into the weekend recap.
Truth Nation. We know you have a busy life, and the weekend went by too fast. If you missed any of the headline stories, no worries. We got you covered on the top stories you may have missed. Tap in for the weekend recap on Truth to Power. Kyle, tell Truth Nation the biggest headlines they need to know.
Well, the biggest headlines you need to know here, Truth Nation. Is... I had a trip. I was out in Denver this past weekend. Your boy was going to Denver. Beautiful weather, by the way. It was 60 degrees out there while I was freezing cold here. Because little cuz I done told y'all about, I want to say congratulations to my little cousin, Jordan Turner, who on Saturday it was announced by Adam Schefter and a lot of folks in the NFL that my little cousin had been signed to the 53-man roster for the Denver Broncos. So what that means is that before he was a practice player, he worked his butt off. He got called up multiple times. But the Broncos decided that they were going to sign him to the 53-man roster. So I am extremely proud of Lil Cuz. I wore the Broncos stuff last week. Dang, that might went on air. That was that pizza I done had. Ooh, it stank too. But extremely, extremely excited for Lil Cuz to be a Bronco. But so the way it worked last week, we didn't know going into the game whether or not he was going to play. But we said we're going to go down there to celebrate not only his birthday, but also because a lot of us, or most of my family's from the state of Wisconsin. And we said the Packers is playing the Broncos. We got the plug on the tickets. Oh, we going. And the Wallace family came deep. And I said, we rolled deep. And let me just tell y'all something about the Wallaces. Wallace is in my mama's side, too. Is that, our grandma, grandparents, their parents might be from the South, but they some Milwaukee folk. And when I say they some Milwaukee folk, you know how Milwaukee folk act. We act like we ain't never had none, ain't never been nowhere. So we went from going down there to get ready to see our little cuz, nephew, whatever it is, play, to basically, oh, snap, he done signed his contract. He done signed a 3-year contract. Like, oh, whoa, he just, okay. So this is a celebration now. Like, we ready to have a good time. We turn it up. And again, we Milwaukee folks who don't know how to act. So what I found out this weekend is never let the Wallaces get no money because they don't know how to act. Do not know how to act. So we go to the game, right? And they have a family area where the family gets to go to. Now, typically you have some family members come. But you know, no. It's 12 of us, 12, 14 of us. We all got to get into the family room. So, you know, we come in, you know, we get to the door. We all come into the family room, rolling deep, eating up the snacks, trying to act. We say, hey, you need to be on your best behavior. He on the 53-man roster, but he ain't number one on the roster. He tore, 53. He say, hey, don't act no fool. You got to know how to act here. Don't grab all the snacks. So if you see free snacks, Rhea, you grabbing them or you going to say,
I've done it before. My brother was an athlete. We got the snacks. We ate the snacks.
Yeah, your brother was probably... My cousin is a good player or whatever. But he ain't the quarterback. He ain't Jordan Love. He ain't Christian Watson. He ain't Micah Parsons. He's special teams. So it's like, he fresh on the roster. You know what I'm saying? So we kind of like, he a rookie. Let's be on our best behavior. In come my cousins. You know, they've been turning up because they geeked his brother. Turning up. They excited. We like, keep it down now. Keep it down. We ain't trying to bring no attention to us. So then we go to the game. We go into the stadium, because again, we got access. You know what I'm saying? I got the wristband and all that, so we feel like we got it. And so we get up to the stands. Now, I'm a Packers fan. I'm not a Broncos fan, but I had on his Broncos stuff. You know, they cheer, go Pack, go. I'm cheering, go Pack, go. I'm cheering for my little cousin. I'm cheering for the Packers, right? My mama is sitting there. She switched up so quick, Rhea. When I say my mama, literally all of a week ago, was watching the Green Bay Packers win. Go, 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 all this. She get down, her little nephew signed to the Packers. She talking about Broncos with the touchdown. She getting all excited. She a Broncos fan. She's just that fast.
As she should be.
7 days ago, she was saying go, Pack, go. Now she's saying go, Broncos. So the Broncos end up winning the game, as we all know. So we all excited. So then the Broncos win the game. And so, Rhea, as you know, anybody that knows, when you have family, like, you get access to, like, the field or the court. So what the Broncos do, they let family come onto the field after the game, and then after the game, the players will come see their family. So, you know, we taking our pictures, we having a good time. But remember, my mama, my aunties, they ain't never had it like they ain't never had nobody in the NFL. I ain't never had nobody in the NFL that was family. My friends in it, and he's in the NFL still currently now, which is a beautiful story. But we on the field taking all the pictures. And so after the game, in order to get out, everybody has to walk out the players' tunnel. And you're on the field, walk out the players' tunnel. Now, Rhea, your brother played basketball, right? And people know. Now, when you're walking out the tunnel, and, you know, you're just supposed to walk out and go home, right? You ain't supposed to stop. You ain't supposed to do nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And if you saw Jordan Love in the tunnel, are you stopping and saying something to him when he got a security guard, or are you just going to look and keep walking?
I want to be cool, so I'll probably look and keep walking.
Okay, most people just look and just walk. Now, there is a gentleman. If you watched a game yesterday, if you watched a Packer game yesterday, did you watch it? Probably not. You're not a Packer.
Absolutely not.
Okay. There's a dude named Patrick Surtain. It wouldn't resonate with you, but you can Google. If you Google Patrick Surtain is the reigning defensive player of the year in the National Football League. When we had Charles Woodson, he is basically their Charles Woodson. He has all type of accolades. Look at his image. I want you to look at his image now. Patrick Surtain II. They call him PS2. And Patrick Surtain II is an all-star. Yesterday in the game, he had an incredible, or 2 days ago in the game, he had an incredible interception. Incredible interception against Christian Watson, against Jordan Love, which switched the momentum of that game. He is the star player, not only for the Broncos, but in the whole National Football League. You don't talk to him. You keep him moving. You don't distract. He got his security. Don't distract him. Me and my baby girl, we taking photos. You know, I let my mama and my aunties walk ahead. And as I'm walking down the tunnel, all I hear is my mama's voice. You talked to my mama before. She got a, you know, she my mama. She got her voice. And all I hear is, PS2. PS2. Hey, my mama is sitting here talking to the damn defensive player of the year. You had such a good game. You played so well. You worked so hard. I'm so proud. She is talking to the defensive player of the year in the NFL, just giving him a pep talk. Remember, this is a Packer fan a week ago. Is telling him how good he is and said, can I get a picture? And he said, come on. So he took a picture. And then my other two aunties, my dad's sister and then my mom's sister, they see she about to take a picture. Here they come running. They ran, took the picture too. He cheesed. And I'll show you the photo Rhea. Aww. They cheesed and taking a photo with Patrick Surtain. And this is the funniest part. Now, Rhea and those listening, y'all can go ahead and Google Patrick Surtain a second. So these old women, I love them, but, you know, they baby boomers, you know? They in their 70s and their 60s. You know, they walk away saying, they said, ooh, that boy Surtain, he fine in every generation.
Ooh.
Oh, they said he one of them brothers that's fine in the 50s, 60s, and now. I said, wait a minute now. I know my mama wasn't trying to hit on it. Listen, my daddy wasn't there, but I know for a dang sure my mama was not hitting on this 25, 26-year-old defensive player of the year talking about PS2. I'm telling y'all. I'm like, y'all don't know how to act. Do not know how to act. Rhea, did you see the picture of him?
He's a good-looking guy.
Yeah. I guess he's good-looking every generation. That money make you look good. He's a really great player.
Good for him.
But, yeah, so, and then, you know, we kept celebrating after.
I'm glad your people had a good time and listen, had to worry about nothing.
Don't bring these Milwaukee black folk nowhere.
I mean,
we don't know how to act.
You could be a little starstruck. That's okay.
They was having a good time. I'm just glad they didn't grab too many snacks. The last thing I wanted, I'm sitting here, I'm because I did a radio hit on Sunday on ESPN Sunday Karma, and like, I got to talk to my little cousin, so I didn't want to say too much. You know, I wanted to make sure I was kind of being coy because he was just talking and chatting up some cool things. And my family just was like, we having a good time. So I said, wow. So I hope one day we do have the conundrum where my cousin does become like a really good NFL player where he signs a big time contract. I'm telling you this right now.
Won't be the same.
Oh, won't be the same. Won't be the same. But I guess the cool part for me is that if anything, y'all know, and again, if you've been to any Truth events before, You've seen my parents at the event. You've seen my brothers at the event. You've seen my auntie, my little cut. Like, my family are strong supporters, and they go to everything, and family means everything to us. Like, it means everything. For us to roll deep down to, you know, literally have, like, 11 people fly in and then got more folks in Denver. Because, like, this is how cool it is. This is how great my family is. Is that my dad didn't come. He was moving too late. And then once we found out Jordan was going to play, he was like, I need a flight. And it was kind of too late. But his sisters, who are my aunties.
Y'all left him in Wisconsin?
He left himself in Wisconsin. He should have got. Listen, this is how we roll.
Wait a minute.
I'm going to tell you something about my family. What is it called? You don't have emotional something? I got emotional intelligence. But like, I'm very much so real. You know, I'm like, hey, is this what we got to do? Is what we got to do.
Right.
I feel for you. But like, hey, this is what it is. When we planning something, either you in or you out. If you on the fence, you get a date. If the date come, you ain't in, then okay, well, you on your own.
You're the type A person of the family.
Oh, we're all type A. Are you kidding me? and so he ended up not coming. He came down before in the summertime, but he didn't come down this time. But his sisters, my aunties, they live down that way. And my cousins, like, that's my other side of my family. And they came to the game as well. My cousin after came and got some from down there, came and got some food. So it was cool. So we deep, super deep going down there. So it was a fun experience. So shout out to Lil Cuz. I know my family crazy as can be. One thing I will give my mom credit for is, and my auntie, is that in Denver, we were on the road, the Packers were, and they Packers fans, and you kind of get caught in a moment, and they heard the Go Pack Go chant going, and all of a sudden they started saying, Go Pack, Go, Go Pack. And now this is next to my auntie and my uncle, whose son, they're like, what are you doing? And I was like, well, whoops. I didn't care. I was all go. But fans was like, bro, what's going on? Why are you cheering for the Packers? I was like, oh, yeah, my little cuz play for them, but I'm from Wisconsin. I'm a Packer fan. I showed my Packer socks.
So you had some socks on, right?
Which, oh, I almost forgot this part. Thank you, Rhea. So I'm a Packer fan, but I'm there representing my cousin. So I had on Broncos stuff, but on my feet, I had my Packer socks on.
Right.
So I had my Packer socks on. Now, we you know, before the game, we walked in a tunnel, and just so happened my little cousin was walking through the tunnel. And he was walking through the tunnel off the field during warm-ups, and we happened to see him. We're like, oh, my gosh, this is crazy. So we all shaking up, dapping up, showing love. And he gets on his phone before the game, and he sees my story. Now, he sees my story where he sees my Green Bay Packers socks. Now, again, I see that he saw it, but I'm like, ooh, I hope he didn't watch the whole story. So after the game, you know, the players walk onto the field. And the picture was on social media. It may still be on social media. I don't know if you saw this one or not, Rhea, where there was a picture of my little cousin walking on the field pointing at me, and yep. I'm just laughing. The first thing he said, he didn't say, what up, mama, what up, daddy? He came out. I said, cuz. He said, no. Show them socks, cuz. Show them socks. I saw you on Instagram. I said, show the socks. Them losers, show them socks. And so he was mad because, man, there's so many layers to this story. I should have had you get this video ready. He was mad because pregame, there was a scuffle between the Broncos and the Packers. So pregame, there's a guy named Rashawn Gary from the Packers. So my little cousin, they warming up, right? They warming up on the sideline. And pregame, the Packers run down the sideline, and they run through the drill. And it just so happened to be the drill that my cousin, literally, Rashawn Gary, you know, he's top 10 paid defensive end in the NFL. He runs between my cousin and my cousin's teammate, Alex Singleton, who's the starting linebacker. He runs between them and Alex Singleton, my little cousin. Remember, it's his first day signed up. Like, he played before, but this is his first time on the contract. And the dude runs between Rashawn Gary, star, and Alex Singleton pushes him. And my little cousin just kind of stayed back. And after Alex pushing, Rashawn Gary run at him. And then everybody come conversion on my little cousin and Alex. So now they jawjacking. And then this dude named Dre Greenlaw, who is crazy, he start arguing with all the whole Packers. And you see my little cousin, they holding him back. I'm like, cuz, listen,
what are you about to do?
You can't get fined. You ain't got it like that. They make millions. And so he was like, yeah, I got held back. He said, I didn't do anything, but it was like, dang. So he was mad because that had happened. And then he didn't see big cuz that, you know, been with him his whole life with Packer socks on. So he was still heated after the game. He was still mad, like, show them socks, show them weak ass socks, cuz. I was like, oh, I'm sorry. But that is my weekend recap, I guess, for this segment. I do have other stories I want to get to, but I did want to talk about my Denver Broncos experience because it was super cool. It was a fun experience. Like, I love family. I always talk about family, but this is really cool to basically be with my little cousin from, you know, since he was a kid, telling him to get in his linebacker stance, to him in high school going to watch his high school football game. And then, because he was born in Michigan, to, you know, him coming to Wisconsin, coming to the home state that his family from to play football, to him transferring to Michigan State, to now, and knowing his journey. And, you know, a lot of people got dreams, man. Like, I had a dream, I'm sure, to be like a professional dancer. I had a dream of being a professional football player, and to have somebody in your family see their journey and actually be able to live out their dream. And it wasn't easy for him because he had to try out to make the team. Then he had to try out to get onto the roster. And he had to try out the 90-man roster. And then he had to try out to make the 53-man roster, didn't make the 53-man roster, but got on the practice squad, was never deterred, and kept working at it, right? And even now, I told him, because, you know, one thing about our family is that we're never really satisfied. And that's one thing me and my lady talk about all the time, is the fact that she says, dang, Kyle, like, there's always something next, right? There's always something more that you have to do. And I always tell her, like, I mean, that's what life is about. The life is about continuing to chase something. Like, I get my fulfillment from, you know, attaining things. And once you get to something, it's like, okay, that's cool, but what more can you do? That's what keeps me going. And so I'm proud that my little cousin also keeps growing and grinding and wasn't deterred, and he kept fighting, and now he made the 53-man roster, and now there's more he needs to continue to do to keep living his dream. So thank y'all so much, Truth Nation, for I hope y'all enjoyed the story. and my mama acting a fool and my family having a good time. My cousin calling me out. But when we do come back, I do want to give y'all some updates from the weekend because there are a lot of important things going on. So keep it locked. You're listening to Truth to Power right here on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth.
More of Truth to Power is next on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. This is Truth to Power on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube.
It is Truth to Power here on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. I'm your host of Truth to Power, Kyle Wallace, and we're coming live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. I was sharing with y'all some stories that I had. A story that I had from this this weekend being in Denver celebrating my family. Now, I'm going to get to the weekend recap. I'm going to get to these stories, but I do want to... Yeah, I'll get to it. What we'll do is no music. I'm just going to get to some of the things that I think are important that we need to talk about and discuss. Just give me an update before we get into the nitty-gritty of the show. But I do want to give some updates on what is happening in around the city of Milwaukee and some things that are happening around this country. So the first thing is, I don't know if y'all have seen this or not. You probably remember the Hannah Duggan case. Hannah Duggan. Thank you. Thank you, Rhea. Hannah Duggan. I don't know how you know if it's do or Doug.
Sir.
You heard other people say it, huh?
She's been in the news all year.
Oh, okay. Hannah Duggan, I'm sorry. She's a Milwaukee County Circuit Court judge who has been charged with obstructing immigration agents as they attempted to arrest an undocumented individual named Eduardo Flores Ruiz while he was leaving her courtroom back in April. Now, if y'all remember this story, this happened, I feel like it happened in September or August or something like that. And it was big news, it happened in April. It was big news at the time. And that's what it was. It was during before the NFL draft or something like that she got arrested. But it was big news. And in my personal opinion, again, this is my personal opinion. This isn't factual of what this isn't, I don't know what was in her head. And that's for the court to figure out. But from my personal opinion, I absolutely do think she was helping Eduardo evade the police. I definitely think that was her intention, was to help him get out of that courtroom. Now, does that matter what I think? No, I don't think that really matters. I think she was, if I think that she was helping him, that's my opinion, but I don't know that to be true. But in doing that, I don't know if she was aiding and assisting him, because all she did was let him go out a different room. So she's trying to argue that, she was just letting him go out a different exit, which I believe her as a judge has every right to tell somebody kind of what exit to go out of. There's multiple exits inside of a courtroom. And so I guess her as a judge can say, hey, go that way or go that way. Now, again, I might think that she was trying to help him evade the police, but at the end of the day, that is what this whole trial is going to be about. Now, I do think that there was a more diplomatic way that the immigration agents should have gone about all this. And I think that's the biggest problem. They should be able to coordinate with the court system versus bum rushing people in the courtroom and causing a whole hubbub and all this chaos to happen instead of just going about things more diplomatically. And so I think the biggest thing in this scenario, in this situation for me, is that I can have an opinion, but all that matters is what the jury and the judge have to say when it comes to the end of this. And I do think this is a waste of federal tax dollars for us to even have her on trial. Like, who cares? I'm so serious. Who cares? They got the man wrapped up anyways. It's not like she's going to spend years behind bars. This woman is not a threat to society. She is not a threat to society whatsoever. So for our federal tax dollars to go in to see whether or not they can even prove what her intent was is a waste of our time. We got real drug dealers out here. We got real people who are real problems in this community who are causing real issues, and we spending our federal dollars sitting here for a damn political win. This is stupid. So I really think that this is a waste of our tax dollars from the federal government. Let's put real criminals on trials, not judges. Now, the other thing I did want to talk about as well is, remember, Rhea, I told y'all months ago about the Texas maps. Remember I told you about Texas trying to do a mid-decade congressional map change, and that they were going to set off a gerrymandering Armageddon Remember I told y'all that? I said that what you're going to see is you're going to create an arms race of where each state is going to figure out how they can rig elections. I said that way back when, didn't I? This ain't nothing new. Well, it looks like Wisconsin is jumping into that foray of all that potential gerrymandering as there's currently a lawsuit going on right now when it comes to the Wisconsin's 8 congressional districts. There's a lawsuit that is claiming that the Wisconsin's 8 U.S. House districts are unconstitutional. And a big question for Wisconsin is figuring out whether or not they can get new maps in place for this upcoming election. So this is going to be something very large for people to be watching because there's a deadline on March 1st to be able to have new maps in. They're not sure if they can have this lawsuit settled by that time. But that's a big thing. And for me, if you can't beat them, join them. And we live in a political time now where people are rigging maps. I'm not asking for Wisconsin to rig the maps. I'm asking for Wisconsin to have fair elections. Because in a purple state like ours that swings left and swings right, there is no reason why it should be 6-2. There's no reason why there should be 6 Republicans and 2 Democrats. The only reason we have that is because these politically rigged maps that were made and not enough effort pushed to change the lines for the U.S. congressional maps when they had a chance in 2020 because Tony Evers and Democrats in the state of Wisconsin don't believe in gerrymandering maps. But at this point in time, I'm not trying to have them gerrymander the maps, but I think we should have fair maps where at least 4 of the seats here in the state of Wisconsin, you can talk about whether it's La Crosse area, where you could talk about whether it's the Green Bay area, or you could talk about whether it's the area that is by like Racine and Beloit, or excuse me, not Racine and Beloit, the area by Beloit and by Janesville that are all purple areas, the area where Racine and Kenosha are, or even north of here, where Glenn Grossman sits. They need to make sure we have more purple maps that aren't gerrymandered leaning towards the Republicans. And the last thing I want to share before I go to break, and we come back and talk about the big story for the day, Truth Nation. You can always watch the stream us live on YouTube by going to 1017 The Truth on YouTube. That's 1017 The Truth on YouTube. It's tomorrow, just as a heads up, Rhea, hold me to it. Tomorrow, I'm going to talk about the job report that just came out where unemployment hit a four-year high. I don't know if you heard about that or not.
I have.
Unemployment hit a 4-year high. We'll discuss that in depth tomorrow. And just as a FYI, so y'all know to set up what the story will be for today, we lost 100,000 jobs in the month of October. Oh, that's a lot of jobs. We lost 100,000 jobs. And I don't know if enough people are understanding what this means for the economy. And then also in the month of October was the first time in almost eight decades, that's almost 80 years, that there was not a monthly snapshot of the unemployment rate. That was the first time in almost 80 years. Isn't that fishy? That's Donald Trump's entire life, just so y'all know. That's the first time in his almost entire life that we will not have the unemployment rate in the month of October. Now, they're going to blame it on, we were shut down. Stop it. Y'all know exactly what the number was. The reason why they don't want to release is because they know how bad it was. They understand how bad it was. And then also the Census Bureau also reported in October resale sales remained flat, the lowest reading in 5 months. So tomorrow we're going to dissect what that all means and where we're at right now. Because 100,000 jobs lost is a red flag of what's to come. Because I tried to tell y'all way back in the summertime, I told y'all in the springtime, I told y'all the tariffs are going to hurt us personally in our pocketbooks. But where the tariffs are going to destroy us is the fact that corporations and companies start preparing their budget late summer, early fall. They start projecting what are we going to do for 2026. If they cannot accurately project what sales are going to be, if they cannot accurately project what amount of income they're going to have or what their losses are going to be, the first thing they're going to go after is human capital. They're going to prepare that. Because if you have a place that has 1,000 people working, if you fire 200 of them, you just tell the other 800, there's more work to be done. We're going to put more on your plate. Companies have to prepare for what's to come because the last thing they can do is let the company go under. And so the reason you're seeing all these layoffs is self-inflicted by a very unstable and unpredictable economy. The president is too unstable and unpredictable, and tomorrow I'll back that up with the words of his chief of staff. And so again, we're going to talk about that tomorrow, but this is all self-inflicted. This isn't a political thing left or right. This is facts. This is based off the numbers reported by this administration where the job numbers are. 833-212-1017. We're going to talk about that coming up tomorrow. But coming up next, I was gone for 3 days. And I didn't have the TV on at all. Because I was literally, I have not turned the TV on myself personally since maybe Wednesday of last week. Thursday, I was busy. Friday, I was extremely busy. Went to the Firefighters Brotherhood situation that they have, party that they have, holiday party that they have. So that was cool. I went there on Friday night. Flew out Saturday and was running all day. And then yesterday came straight into work. So I haven't turned the TV on in days, almost a week. But I did look at my phone and I saw some disturbing stories. That is a reminder why something needs to happen when it comes to these gun laws here in America, but really across this world. And there was a shooting that happened in Australia. And I want to show you the stark difference between thoughts and prayers and action. This is Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace. We're going to talk about that on the other side.
Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace returns after this on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 1017 The Truth on YouTube. It is Truth to Power on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 1017 The Truth on YouTube.
If better sleep has been hard to come by, you're not alone, and the right mattress can make all the difference. That's why Helix Sleep and Steinhoffels have teamed up to bring their award-winning mattresses to Steinhoffels. Now you can try Helix in person, something you can't do just anywhere. Right now, Steinhoffels is offering 20% off all Helix mattress orders just for our Truth Nation listeners. Head to steinhoffels.com to learn more. Helix Sleep at Steinhoffels. Better sleep starts now. It is Truth to Power here on the award-winning 1017 The Truth. I'm your host, the Truth to Power, Kyle Wallace. And we're coming at you live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. You can go ahead and watch and stream us live on YouTube by going to 1017 The Truth on YouTube, where you can give us a like, you can give us a share, and you can give us a subscribe. Now, on the other side, I was alluding to the fact that I had not been tapped into media that much or TV that much, really since last Wednesday or Thursday. For sure last Thursday. I haven't turned the TV on at all. But I was moving through the day. I did see some things on my phone that were very, very disturbing. Now, the first thing that I saw was what happened at Brown University. And what this was a reminder of for me is the fact that this country has a disgusting and sick relationship and love affair with guns. We allow the National Rifle Association to dictate so much that is happening. We allow millions and billions of dollars coming in from businesses and corporations to influence our politicians to make decisions that don't put us first and not in the best interest of Americans. I have gotten on this soapbox and come on this show so many times, absolutely upset and disappointed with the fact that we continue to have murders and mass murders and killings and people getting shot in places they shouldn't over and over and over again. And I always tell people that it does not have to be like this. This does not have to be the norm. When things and incidents like what happened at Brown University happen, this should shock us to our core because it's something that we should not be used to or something that should not be familiar to us. But unfortunately, living in America in this time, shootings are incredibly normalized and campus shootings are just is just another day in America. And if you have not heard about this Brown University shooting, let me just give you a background. There was an active shooter on the prestigious Ivy League campus of Brown on Saturday, leaving two young college students, the age of 18 and 19, dead. Dead. The gunman went into the School of Engineering building and he went into a large lecture hall and he ended up shooting and injuring 9 people and killing 2. Sadly killing 2. Now, what connects this to Wisconsin is that the original person of interest had ties to Cedarburg, Wisconsin. And this is an extremely tragic incident that, again, I think about the fact that this is a college campus where people are going to learn. This is a place that people are trying to thrive. But unfortunately, they go to this college campus and they have to be in fear. And I want y'all to go to 1017 The Truth on YouTube because I need y'all to understand what happened this Sunday, or excuse me, on Saturday. I want to play a video of the students who were sheltering, not in place, because, yeah, in place, but I want people, they were sheltering in fear. I want y'all to go back to you being a college student, a high school student, elementary school student, and I want y'all to remember when we did the fire drill, or remember when we did the tornado drill. Remember how they had us go in the hallway and squeeze together? Or remember when they had us leave for the fire drill out the school building? But that was a drill. This is now the reality. Thank the Lord. And Rhea might, she's a little bit younger than me, so she might have had this. I didn't grow up having to do active shooter training inside of school. That was nothing that I actually had to do at all. We had to do fire drills and tornado drills. And I know my parents and probably your parents as well, Rhea, they had to do atomic bomb drills if a nuke bomb. They went under their desk as if the nuclear bomb wasn't going to destroy them underneath their desk. I tell you, the stupidity of things that we did. But I guess it was maybe protect them from any falling debris. I don't know. But now, what we used to say was a drill has become a reality for so many students. But imagine being in a classroom, an extremely scary moment where out of nowhere you hear a bang on the door, and you understand that bang on the door could mean tragic situation is about to ensue. Go to 1017 The Truth on YouTube to hear a frightening video of when these brown students were sheltering inside, it looked like a library inside of that building, and they heard a loud bang on the door. Go to 1017 The Truth on YouTube or turn your radio up or turn up your 1017 The Truth app so you can hear exactly what these students had to go through.
Hands. Everybody get your hands. Just keep your hands up for us. Obviously, there's something going on. We're here to help you. Just listen to what we have to say, okay? All right, breathe. Anybody hurt? Nope. All right, just listen to our commands. We will get you out of here safely. Is this it? Is this the group?
Guys, if you have your bags, your phones, go grab it now. Quickly.
Go, go, go. Quick, go.
In orderly, fast. Let's go.
Let's go.
Good job.
Truth Nation, how do you hear this video? How do you hear them loud bangs? I can only imagine what was going through those students' ears in their minds when they heard bang, 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 not knowing what was on the other side of the door. How do we see videos like this? And we think this is okay. How do you see young teenagers? Those kids were, some of them were in high school just a year ago, 2 years ago, 3 years ago. These are people's children that are fearing for their lives. How do we see people who are literally going to one of the most prestigious universities in the world to make this place that we live in a better place to live, but they have to live in fear like this? It just does not make sense to me. How do we find this to be acceptable? I just hope that this can potentially be the turning point, but I know it's not. That's foolish for me to think. And then I look in contrast to what happened in Australia. And many of us probably heard what happened in Australia, which was another tragic shooting incident. Now, in Australia, over the weekend, there was a Jewish Hanukkah celebration to celebrate the beginning of Hanukkah that started, I believe, yesterday. And unfortunately, during this celebration, gunshots rang out, killing 16 people in that country and injuring more. Now, the reason why I want to bring this up, because that was a mass shooting in Australia. And in Australia, the prime minister and the leaders in that country, they didn't say we need to send thoughts and prayers. They said we need more strict gun laws. They didn't say I feel bad for the families, but let's move on. They said we're actually going to have action. Because in a country like Australia, Back in 1996, they had the Port Arthur Massacre. Now, many of you listening may have recalled and have memory of this. Me being a young man at that time, I really didn't have a memory recall of this tragic incident happening. And then, of course, the access to information is so different nowadays. But in 1996 in Australia, there was a massacre where 35 people were killed and 23 people were injured. That event caused for Australia to say no more. They said, we are not going to allow for our country to live in fear. We will not allow for guns to take lives of Australians. And at that moment in time, Australia put in a gun buyback and they implemented gun laws and a gun program. Now, clearly, it's not perfect because they have guns still in Australia. They do, but they have more strict background and guidelines that you have to get guns. That's why you don't see mass shootings happening. And that's why when this happened in Australia, you see people across the globe talking about this. But when we have mass shootings here in America, we just turn the other page and go to the next day and never look back. Whereas their country is saying, okay, we did a good job for the last almost 30 years not having these massacres, but obviously we need to do more. They're actually looking to take action to save lives because that's what more strict gun laws do. They save lives. And I wish we had politicians who didn't give a dang about how much money was being put in their pocket. I wish we had politicians who did not care more about the position than actually doing work for the people. How it is possible for people to see dead lives and dead bodies and do all this news and all this news coverage about Brown University and, oh, okay, well, we still love our guns. And then have the audacity to say anything, any American politician to fix their lips to say anything about what happened in Australia is ridiculous. You can send your condolences all you want, but you shouldn't say anything if you ain't going to fix the problems that we have here in America. Because what's a once-in-a-lifetime or once-every-30-year event that happened in Australia, and that was a terrorist act that happened in Australia? For a once-in-every-30-year event, that's an every-week occurrence here in America where multiple people are getting shot and killed. That is a national tragedy for them in Australia. But this is just another day in America when people get shot and killed in a classroom. It must be nice to live in a country where the NRA can't lobby with billions of dollars to buy your politicians. My whole point of today, Truth Nation, is to just let y'all know that things don't have to be this way. You don't have to have kids going to school living in fear. You don't have to send your kid to school understanding that it is a risk to send them far off because you don't know what can happen to them. There's so many people that have mental illnesses and are deranged individuals who get access to guns. Sometimes they get access to guns illegally. But if you're able to buy these guns back and you're able to rid the streets of more criminals, if you're able to have it be tougher gun laws and make it harder to get guns, I promise you, we will see the results. This isn't rocket science. This isn't a hard fix. It's just you have to understand that money trumps everything for these people. Power trumps everything for these people. 833-212-1017. Do we need more strict gun laws here in America? Do we need to have a gun buyback program here in America? Are you fed up with what happened at Brown University, or do you think it's just another day in America? 833-212-1017. I'll share my final thoughts on today's show on the other side. Make sure y'all watch and stream us live on YouTube by going to 1017 The Truth on YouTube. That's 1017 The Truth on YouTube. But we'll wrap up the show on the other side.
You are listening to Truth to Power on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 1017 The Truth on YouTube. You are listening to Truth to Power on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 1017 The Truth on YouTube.
Tune into the award-winning 1017 The Truth Community Spotlight this Wednesday at 3:57 p.m. between The Tory Lowe Show and Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris. We'll be speaking with Marco Morrison, Executive Director of College Possible, an organization helping students access and succeed. access, and succeed in higher education. Hear how they turn dreams into degrees with coaching, mentorship, and encouragement at no cost. Again, that is the Community Spotlight this Thursday with College Possible at 3:57 p.m. on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. This is Truth to Power on 101.7 The Truth. Y'all can watch and stream us live on YouTube by going to 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. Make sure y'all give us a like. Make sure y'all give us a share, and make sure y'all give us a subscribe. Also, watch and stream us live on YouTube by going to, also download the award-winning 101.7 The Truth podcast, the app, so you can listen back to your favorite 101.7 The Truth shows. And I do want to just end with my thoughts on this, is that I have been, and I will always be, when these acts of violence happen and I see some type of parallel or something that I can compare, I want to be able to show y'all the difference. And the difference for me today is that tragedy struck two different countries, but the response was different. The response to Brown University having yet another again school shooting was simply, and I don't know what had to do with it, I'm not going to point any fingers, but I will say this, having negativity around colleges and universities and talking about how they're indoctrinating children and how bad they are and calling them liberal places does not help. That type of dialogue, that type of conversation does not help when it comes to the shaping of people's mentality of how they look at these universities and campuses. So we have to be very, you know, very specific with our rhetoric, and we have to be very mindful of what we're saying. But I use this because the response from us is news media coverage. That's all you're just going to see, news media coverage. Where in Australia, they had tragedy that struck in. Obviously, there's news media coverage. But with that, Australia is already talking about strict new gun laws that they want to implement because they actually want to stop it. They want to be more than word. They want to actually be about action. And hundreds and thousands of Americans will die from gun violence every single year. Thousands and thousands. And we won't actually see real actions. We'll get thoughts and prayers. Where in Australia, their prime minister said this terrorist incident was targeting Jewish Australians, and they're going to do something about it. They are going to get more strict gun laws because they want to protect the lives of Australians. Where in America, we're going to get more thoughts and prayers because they want to protect their pockets in their nice little seat in office. This has been Truth to Power with Kyle Walls here on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. LaRon said that they already have strict gun laws, but they have guns there, and they're going to have more strict gun laws, which is a good thing. They said, oh, we see a loophole, we're going to solve it. That's what we need to have in America. This has been Truth to Power with Kyle Walls. The Tory Lowe Show is up next from 1 to 4. Truth Nation, I love y'all. Thank y'all so much for tuning in. I will talk to y'all tomorrow. That funk is soul.